Hey everybody, welcome back inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. We know the salary cap number. We already went over what's happening with Le'Veon Bell being tagged once again for 2018. The league also announcing the official picks for each team for the upcoming draft. I know we have to get through free agency, but it's nice to see the list on paper and know exactly where the team will be picking. And there are 7 picks this year, no compensatory picks, as we have previously gone over with GM Kevin Colbert. But Labs, there was some trading and different things with players, and that's why there is no 4th-round pick and no 6th-round pick.
Yeah, the 4th-round pick went to the 49ers for Vance McDonald, and the 49ers 5th-round pick. So, you know, essentially the Steelers may be moved back in the draft, I don't know, 15 spots or so. And then they got Vance McDonald in return, which, you know, I think he's a pretty nice player. I think he's the team's number one tight end. And so when you get a player of that pedigree for 15 spots in the draft, I think it's worth it. There's no 6th-round pick. That went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for J.J. Wilcox. And then that 7th-round pick from the Giants is the conditional pick that the Steelers got in return for trading Ross Cockrell to the football Giants after they signed Joe Hayden.
All right, so that is a look at the 7 picks. As we said, free agency starts next week, so we'll be busy covering that. And then the draft, it always goes quickly, but draft not until the end of April. I'm sure it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, and, you know, again, one last thing, since we're talking about the draft and we were talking about Le'Veon Bell, to all those fans out there who think that it's a simple matter of the Steelers calling the Cleveland Browns and trading Le'Veon Bell to the Browns for a pick high enough in the 1st round to pick Saquon Barkley, the Penn State running back. It's never going to happen, never. Why would the Browns do that? Why would they? Because when you draft a guy, you get him for at least 4 years at a very reasonable salary based on the 2011 collective bargaining agreement. Why would the Browns trade that potential to the Steelers for a 1-year deal with Le'Veon Bell for $14.54 million when they have so many holes on that team to plug? So please stop sending me that stuff at Asked and Answered.
But all other good questions is always a friendly reminder.
Right,
you can submit
right.
them on
all the ones
the
about,
Asked and Answered
you know, taking
page.
A look at Mike Glennon and, you know, all of those. Please keep those coming.
Today's Asked and Answered, highly recommend you read it. It's a good one. All right. For our Steelers Nation Unite members, the keyword today is workout. So you can head to SteelersNationUnite.com. Good until the end of today. Enter the keyword workout to earn your extra yards for joining us this Thursday. That's going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week after free agency gets underway.